Coming up this Saturday and Sunday, you can help out some kids in Elyria who may not have a winter coat this holiday season. Shirley Massaros is joining us. She's the chairman of the Coats for Kids with the American Legion Auxiliary, Elyria Unit 12. And Shirley, talk about this. How many coats do you expect or hope to get? Do you have a kind of a limit?
No, I'll tell you. Right now, some of the coats are on sale for kids, and I would think it would be wonderful if maybe 2 out of 10 people could buy a coat and donate for our kids. I always try to have this the first weekend of, it would be the second weekend of November, and not only in time for sales, but weather-wise. So it varies.
Right.
Anywhere from 80 to 100, but I always hope for more.
Well, the weather we've been having, people haven't been thinking too much about winter coats, but not too long before, obviously, it gets really cold. You'll be collecting these at the American Legion parking lot right at Golf and Ohio Street, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And what happens to the coats? How do they get distributed?
Well, once they drop them off, we have runners, and we put them in the hall, assort them to girls and boys sizes. Then Sunday afternoon after the drive, we bag them, label them, and Monday morning, the Board of Education sends a truck to pick them up. They go over to Griswold Road, and they are already sorted for them. So they have a room where they hang these coats, and when the principals come in for their weekly meetings, they are the ones that determine where these coats go because they see who is in need the most.
Yeah, the students, the teachers, principals, those who see the children on a day-to-day basis kind of know which ones would be most in need of the coats. But you're also taking, I guess, gloves, mittens, that kind of a thing, too?
Yes, and I would even say a pair of boots because some of these kids come to school in these little slingy, scuffy things, you know, or some of them that might have a pair of shoes have cardboard in for sole. So if anybody feels generous, that would be accepted too.
So anything, obviously, that we know that would help keep them warm, the gloves, hats, mittens, scarves, boots as well. But the main thing is the coats. These are brand new coats that people would go out and purchase and help out as well. What's been the response, even back to the time when you kind of started a number of years ago when you said, hey, I'm going to help out and get coats?
The response has been very well. In the beginning, we just said coats, but we were getting some pretty bad donations. So not only that, the school is emphasizing health. You're getting little bed bugs around and things like that.
Sure.
So that's why we are specifying new.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it comes times they're on sale and, you know, the different coats. And I guess what sizes should we look for if we're buying a coat?
Elementary, and I would say 6 to 14, something in that proximity.
Okay. And again, you're collecting these on Saturday and Sunday. It'll be from noon to 2. This will be at the American Legion at the corner of Gulf and Ohio Street. Are you standing out there just collecting the coats? Who do you have helping you with this?
Well, in the past, my husband has been very gracious and sat at the table. We have auxiliary members that are there to help. And this year, we have asked the Boy Scouts. They have graciously said that they would help this year.
So as part of a service badge or whatnot, just because that's what Boy Scouts kind of do, they help out.
That's right.
Something like that.
And last year, we had some of the high school students volunteering for community service time. So it just varies. We had ROTC members helping at one time. And, of course, this is a busy time for them of the year with Veterans Day coming. So they're kind of busy.
Right.
But we've asked students to help out, too.
So, again, this is coming up Saturday and Sunday. As you mentioned, you kind of do it at the beginning, right after Halloween when the weather starts to change and people think about the colder weather. It's a good chance for you when you're out shopping. Pick up a coat for a youngster and bring it over. Do you ever hear a response or maybe get a letter back or a little card or something?
Yes, we do.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, It doesn't happen too often, I can tell you that. The schools always acknowledge and are most gracious, you know, for the donations.
Well, we encourage people to go out today and pick up the coats. And again, tomorrow, Saturday, and also Sunday from noon to 2, you'll see them out at the American Legion parking lot at the corner of Gulf and Ohio Street. Come by, drop off those new coats. If you got hats, mittens, maybe you've knitted some that you have, and you bring those as well, or boots, just things to keep the youngsters warm this coming winter season. Shirley, thank you for the time and what you do every year for this event. Hey,
may I just have one more comment here?
Sure.
There is one organization that has jumped on the bandwagon, and I want to thank them without naming them. I will write a letter to the editor, but there also is a lady that uses as a write-off for her business and spends $200 on coats every year. And I just thought I'd throw that out in case somebody's listening and might want to pick up on that idea.
Well, that's not a bad idea as well. And I guess people could also drop off some cash. You're more than well to head on after that to purchase the coats.
Right.
Well.
I'd gladly give them a receipt.
Sounds great. Shirley Massaros with the Elyria, Coats for Elyria's Kids. Thanks for sharing a bit of the time, and hope you get a lot of folks coming out this weekend dropping off the
Thanks
coats.
Thanks again.